You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
New Zealand's total emission rate has increased by 23.2% since 1990, and it makes up 0.2% of global emissions. A new online tool has been created that helps New Zealand households track and reduce their carbon footprint. And I spoke to the Secretary of the Environment, Vicky Robertson, about this tool and what New Zealanders can do to reduce their carbon footprints. And I began by asking about the impacts carbon emissions have on our environment.
You know, as we come into summer, it's a really good time to think about the planet warming. And obviously that's sometimes a great thing to be happening, but we do need to think about our emissions profile. New Zealand is the fifth highest per capita in the world, and while these things seem really large, for example, 40% of that's in the energy sector, road transport, electricity production, and 49% of it's in the ag sector, our actual emissions make up quite a variety of things, and the key message really is for, you know, those things seem really large, and what can we do? One of the questions I get asked all the time is, but what can I do as an individual? And I suppose the key thing is that individual consumer choices can make a difference to our emissions profile. And in, for example, we can choose what we eat, we can choose our transport and how often we use different types of transport, we can choose how do we heat our homes and our energy efficiency within our homes. And I think, you know, that's the main piece for us. Carbon emissions are as damaging to the environment and to our, you know, the planet warming over time. So something that we can all do, really.
And what are carbon emission rates in New Zealand currently like as a whole?
Well, our gross emissions, this is the total, they have increased 23.2% since 1990. So that's all of our emissions. And that's about 0.2% of global emissions. 40% of that come from the energy sector, so 40% of it's kind of carbon emissions, and then 49% are from the ag sector, nitrous oxide from fertiliser and methane from livestock. So that's kind of our profile. We're quite unusual in the world in terms of the amount of emissions that come from our ag sector.
The Household Climate Action Tool, how does this work and how does it help Kiwi households to reduce their carbon footprint?
Yeah, as I said, you know, the number one question I get, and, you know, even at home with my, you know, teenagers is, well, what can we do? These seem really large issues, you know, they're global issues, but, you know, we're just an individual in New Zealand. And I think knowledge is power. So if you go and have a look at the Household Climate Action Tool, which has been developed by Motu, a New Zealand Hero Herald, and Chewy Data, it's a really cool tool just to give you some way of looking at your own footprint, you know, and understanding what your own footprint is at the moment. And, you know, it's a pretty blunt tool, but I went and had a go at it the other day, and it was surprising even for me. And, you know, it also goes into what commitments you might make as an individual to reduce your footprint. For example, you know, one of the things I ask you is, would you reduce your international travel as a way of reducing your footprint over a year? So I think it's, it's knowledge is power, knowing what your own footprint is. But then you can make choices. You know, you can choose to decrease your home electricity use. People can choose different eating patterns. You know, some people choose less meat, red meat, and less dairy. Switching to electric vehicles is obviously one of the top hot topics at the moment, which people have been talking about. Probably not for your audience right now, but there is a lot of things they can do too.
And, of course, people are wary of saving money over the holiday period, especially. What tips do you have for people wanting to reduce their carbon footprint while saving money?
Yeah, and I think, you know, New Zealanders know these things quite a lot. So there's a couple of that kind of stand out for me that I've kind of looked through, and surprising about how much you can save. And I think saving money is sometimes also a good motivator, particularly if you're a student. So, you know, replacing your light bulbs, you know, you can save $100 or more a year in electricity in your house. And most people, that's the first thing they do is go and put in incandescent light bulbs into their house. You know, saving hot water, I'm sure, you know, I know in our household, trying to get people to reduce their shower times is quite hard work. But, you know, a 15-minute shower costs about a dollar. A 5-minute shower costs about 33 cents. So a household of four could be saving around $18 a week just by taking shorter showers, and that's $900 a year, which, you know, when you're on a budget, is a lot of money. Using cold washers in your washing machine, it sounds really simple, and you kind of, but you know, that can reduce your from a hot water wash, for example. Other things that people already know and just good reminders, you know, standby power appliances left on can cost you more than $100 a year in power bills. You know, so turn those standby electronics off, you know, the Game Boys and the PlayStation. One thing that surprised me is, you know, most houses nowadays have heated towel rails, you know, can't only use it when you really need to. A heated towel rail, if you leave it on 24/7, can cost you $170 per year to run. And all of those things add up if you think about individual households, or, you know, add them up over time, and you get quite a impact. The other thing is, you know, don't know whether your student flats would have an extra fridge for the beer, but, you know, that just thinking about that costs you $200 a year to run if it's an old, inefficient model. So turning it off or getting rid of it, you know. So simple things that can all add up. You know, people talk about an avalanche is created by, you know, one snowflake at a time. So I think, you know, everybody can do their bit.
Yeah, absolutely. And do you think immediate change is necessary? Do you think, what do you think the results will be if New Zealanders continue their current habits?
Yeah, I think, you know, I would say this, I think everybody needs to do their bit, and it's not just because it's the right thing to do, but actually you know, will make us better off. So, for example, the things that we talk about doing that have a really positive impact on our carbon emissions profile are actually good for us as well. You know, stopping drafts in your home. You know, we currently have now landlords who are responsible for getting your, you know, your rental properties insulated, making sure that that's happening, you know, ventilating your bedroom. You know, somebody said to me the other day, oh, this flat I'm in's not too bad because it's, you know, only got a small amount of mould. When, you know, it's things like that, we can do a lot about, and you know, we're already seeing, as I've talked about before, the impacts of climate change in New Zealand. So we all, you know, we do need to do our bit.
Irirangi Pō, Radio Bosom.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.